This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The Denver Broncos have found their next head coach. Sources confirming with our 9 News news partners in Denver that the team will hire Green Bay's Packers offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett as their next head coach. The source telling the Broncos insiders that the contract is a 4-year deal. They say it comes on the heels of Hackett lining up a second interview with the Jacksonville Jaguars, but that interview has apparently been canceled. It was scheduled for today, and it was canceled in order to make the deal with Denver. Analysts have speculated that the Broncos might use Hackett's relationship with Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers to try to lure Rodgers to Denver, but it'll also be instrumental in going after any other quarterbacks who may become available. An area of Colorado Springs is a hub of road repair activity this morning. It's on Shelton, just off Platte Avenue. KRDO's Jessica Grunling has been there.
Shelton Road is shut down in the southbound lane. Platte traffic moving fine and nicely, but you can't turn on to Shelton from Platte in either direction. Cones out directing people about that as well. I do think it'll take about 5 hours to get this fixed, but that is a guesstimate until they get down to the pipe and see the damage. Could be less time, could be more time, depending on what it is. As for cause, they just believe it's the winter. Obviously, it gets cold, pipes freeze, and that could be what happened here this morning.
That's KRDO's Jessica Grunling reporting. A closure that brought hours of delay for southbound drivers on I-25 has ended. One person was trapped in that crash on southbound I-25 near downtown Colorado Springs. Firefighters say it happened just before the Tejon Street off-ramp yesterday afternoon. Heavy equipment was needed to free the trapped crash victim. It's unknown how extensive their injuries were, if any. There appears to be some debate in the medical community over whether the public should wear high-quality masks to help stop the spread of COVID-19. Dr. Richard Zane with UC Health doesn't see the need, saying he doesn't use the high-filtration masks when treating COVID-19 patients and says a regular surgical mask is just fine. The state of Colorado has recently made a push to get those KN95 masks into the hands of residents. And speaking of that, the Pikes Peak Library District will begin handing them out those high-quality free masks at other branches tomorrow. KRDO's Bryn Carmen with that.
The district received thousands of KN95 and surgical-grade face masks from the state yesterday. They have nearly 80,000 free masks available for distribution. Masks may be picked up in person beginning tomorrow. There is a limit of 5 per month while supplies last. Bryn Carmen, KRDO News Radio.
The rise of tensions in the Ukraine is sparking concerns among immigrants from that region with loved ones still left behind. Elena Lennon came to the U.S. and Colorado to study for her PhD, but has family back home that she worries about.
People are acting as though they're not worried because they're just numb. You know, I think fear has really paralyzed everybody. You know, it's definitely paralyzed me because I've, you know, I feel like it's Groundhog Day, where you feel as though it's all over and then it's back again.
She says this has been going on for so many years, this escalation of tension. It's difficult to say if the concern is different this time around.
There are no evacuation plans. Everybody kind of fend for themselves. If anything, there's the one response that I hear consistently across the board is that people are preparing to fight.
Snow showers through our early afternoon across the Pikes Peak region with about trace to 2 inches of snow accumulation in the Colorado Springs area. Likely upwards of 1 to 3 in Monument, similar 1 to 3 in Woodland Park. The roads will be slick and potentially snow covered through our evening forecast, so you gotta drive carefully. Overnight lows getting down to 9 degrees in Colorado Springs tonight, 8 in Pueblo, so icy roads Friday morning are possible. From the StormTrack 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Postage, KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.